श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधुर्जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा We were talking about the catchy topics, and obviously you must have experienced coming to these Prerna programs now, some of you for so many months, so many years. You must have found that the topics are very catchy. Now, I remember during my training days in the Air Force, there were guest speakers who would come and they would invite these guest speakers to motivate us, we cadets, we now wanting to become pilots, fighter pilots, to motivate us from all fronts. So I remember there was this one Christian priest who was invited to speak to us about spirituality and all that stuff. Now, you can imagine all of us, that time our age was 17, 18 years old. And then here, one elderly Christian priest comes and the topic which he chooses, I still remember that topic. When the cosmic benevolence meets with the phantasmagorial decadence. कुछ समझ में आया? When the cosmic benevolence meets with the phantasmagorial decadence, पता है हमारे लिए कैसा था वो? सबसे पहले तो टॉपिक ही समझ में नहीं आया, सब बाउंसर गया. और जब उस बंदे ने बोलना शुरू किया तो हमारे लिए, खासतौर पर मेरे लिए, वो कैसा था? वॉचिंग अ चाइनीज मूवी विदाउट सब टाइटल्स. नाउ यू नो व्हेन यू आर एट अ सर्टन एज वेर इन यू कैन रिलेट टू फ्यू थिंग्स, यू नो वी वर एट that particular age wherein I still remember we had this Air Force theater and every time there was a new movie. And new movie means some movies which were like 10 years old and then now being played over there, for us it would be new movie. So we at that time, at that age, used to those kind of movie titles, especially the old ones, Ma Kasam Badla Lunga. Bahut aasan hai samajhna na. Very easy to understand. Hum aapke hain kaun? Many of these Bollywood movie titles are quite explicit. Now I don't know how the titles are coming up. But during that time the titles were quite explicit, all of this. But then always, you know, there is a curiosity. That if there is a topic like that, and if the topic is a bit understandable, and then before you come to hear, you kind of try to decode it. I guess you must have done a little bit. You kind of try to anticipate, sometimes speculate. Like one of my classmates, Saudagar Shinde, very interesting guy. So it was the Hindi class going on, and I still remember our Hindi teacher, Tiwari sir, from Uttar Pradesh, with that Uttar Pradesh Hindi. And he had made the rule that in his class, except for Hindi, there should not be any other language. No mix-up, nothing like that. So he wrote on the blackboard, हिंदी के मुहावरे. आप लोग भी स्कूल में हिंदी के मुहावरे सीखे होंगे. तो उन्होंने हिंदी का मुहावरा एक लिखा, करे कराए पर पानी फिर जाना. करे कराए पर पानी फिर जाना. सौदागर शिंदे, इस पर एक वाक्य बनाओ. इस मुहावरे के संदर्भ में एक वाक्य का निर्माण करो. कैसे लगी ये? उस प्रकार की हिंदी हमारे तिवारी सर बोला करते थे. अब सौदागर शिंदे, वो सरनेम से आप समझ गए होंगे. तो जो कुछ उस मुहावरे से इस बंदे को समझ में आया, तो उसने एक वाक्य बनाया. सर, मैं सुबह पॉटी गया था. और फिर जब मैंने उसके बाद फ्लश दबाया, करे कराए पे पानी फिर गया. सो well, now you can't challenge this because he was quite literal. He was quite direct. He was quite straight. Maybe a little bit gross. But according to his level, he kind of deciphered and decoded that muhavra. So many times, you know, these topics, these pregnant topics are also like some enigmatic muhavras. And it gets us thinking what it would be like. Now, this one, I remember that when I started to ride a bike, all of you must be riding bikes. So when I started riding bikes and, you know, being in the Air Force, I matlab choti moti motorcycles nahi chalate the. सीधे बुलेट से एनफील्ड. लगता है कि कोई फौजी बैठा है और चला रहा है. उसके फायरिंग से फायरिंग से समझ में आया. सो वी आर गोइंग फॉर अ मैरिज पार्टी. सो माई सेल्फ आई वॉज राइडिंग द बाइक. माई डियर फ्रेंड हरजिंदर एंड and another dear friend, Chinmay Rastogi. So three of us were going for this marriage party. And this is in Delhi. And triple seat is not allowed. So I saw the policeman. Now over there, the policemen, they are addressed with a lot of respect. Janab bolte unko, Janab. Mumbai? Mama? Pandu? Okay, you know better. So when I saw him, obviously, I took a U-turn. And as I was taking the U-turn, he saw me. That I am trying to escape. So immediately he shouted, "Hey, triple seat, hey triple seat, hey bullet, ruko." I had only a few seconds to reply to our janab. Humne kaha, janab, pehle se teen baithe hain, aapko kahan bithayenge? And his jaw dropped. He didn't realize how to react, what to say. It was like, what just happened? So I just remembered this thing, you know, first time when I had to take a U-turn. Why? Because I'd committed a mistake. So many times, we have to take U-turns when we have committed a mistake. So my dear friends, tonight we'll begin our talk with this particular topic of mistakes. And yes, of course, there could be another reason taking a U-turn, because we want to go on the other lane for not the reasons of committing mistake. But herein, when we are talking of committing mistakes, how many times we have experienced this moment, the oops moment. We have experienced the oops moment. And yes, we may have a smiley like that, and we may send it to someone by mistake, kuch bhej diya, galat bhej diya, nahi bhejna chahiye tha. And then we have a smiley for that, and the other person might understand if whatever you have sent is not that dangerous. Like, you know, this incident happened in America. A neighbor is texting to his neighbor. And the chatting is going on. Both of them, they live next to each other. So he's writing, with a lot of courage, finally, I want to confess something. That for past 6 months, I've been sharing your wife. Imagine, this guy, he's reading and he knows that my next door neighbor is texting. He's in typing, you know. Sharing my wife for past 6 months. And then, he's continuing his texting. He's saying, and the reason, he's explaining also, giving reasons also. He's saying, and the reason, because I don't have one. So, like he was speaking to himself. And specially, I would use when you would not be at home. Oh, how honest. So like that, he started off confessing that I've been sharing your wife, and especially when you were not at home, and the reason because I don't have one. But now I'm feeling so guilty that I gathered courage after 6 months. I cannot live with this guilt anymore. So I want to confess. And as he was finishing his texting, this guy, because over there guns are very easily available, they all have, most of them they have at home guns. So he pulled out his gun, his shotgun, went next door, shot him dead. Comes back, picks up the phone, continues to read. The text message was not complete. Then the complete text message was, "Oh, I am extremely sorry, typo error. What I meant was Wi-Fi." So now, if you go back, I confess that for past 6 months I have been sharing your Wi-Fi. Especially when you are not at home. Why? Because I don't have one. Kya hua? The oops moment was not given to him at all. He was point blank, shot dead. So sometimes, many times these typo errors are like that. Couple about to get married, and the girl, just one day before marriage, she is texting the fiance. She is texting, "Hamari shaadi nahi ho sakti, meri kahin aur fix ho gayi hai." Imagine, card chhap chuke hain. यहाँ पे बेचारा दूल्हा, उसने अपना सब सूट बना लिया, घोड़ी तैयार है, बारात तैयार है, वो सलोन जाके उसने सब फिट करा लिया, अपना हेयर कट और सब कुछ, फिजिक वगैरह जो भी, फेयर कॉम्प्लेक्शन कर लिया अपना, सब कुछ हो गया. शादी के एक दिन पहले मैसेज क्या आता है, "हमारी शादी नहीं हो सकती, कहीं और फिक्स हो गई." दूल्हा पूरा टेंशन में, पसीना पसीना, करें तो क्या करें, हम आपके हैं कौन? मोर इंपॉर्टेंटली, तुम मेरे कौन हो? इमीडिएटली 10 मिनट बाद फिर से मैसेज आता है उसी नंबर से, "सॉरी सॉरी, गलती से तुम्हें लग गया." अब बताओ, उसका टेंशन कम हुआ या बढ़ा? Like this is, I'm telling you, this is a real incident about these typo errors which happened with me. So we have a big WhatsApp group in Nasik. And, you know, I used to post Radhanath Maharaj's audio clips and his quotes every day in the morning. Like 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. And every day, that was the beginning of everyone in that WhatsApp group. So, after 1 month of me posting every day morning Radhanath Maharaj's messages and audio clips like that, I receive one message from one of the new coming Matajis, ladies. And she's messaging me, "Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the wonderful massage." "I really love your massages. Your morning massages are what keeps me going all throughout the day." Now, before she could continue on with all this massage business, I immediately called and said, "By the way, what is the problem? What do you mean by that?" And then later on she, sorry. Kya tha? E ka A ho gaya. Imagine. Kya bolenge ise? Oops, ek galti, E ka A. But it could become scandalous. And then, तो मेरे मन में तो पता नहीं क्या क्या खिचड़ी पक रही थी. And fortunately, I had a sigh of relief that all of this she sent me personally. Imagine, पूरे ग्रुप पे अगर डाल देती, Prabhuji, thank you for the morning massages. Prabhuji. I was giving a seminar. There was one MBA college there in Nasik. Sapkal Knowledge Hub, it's called. On personality development. So after the whole seminar, one girl comes up and she says, "Sir, I am in Dalmia." So I said, because I knew Bombay, we have a Dalmia college here. So I said, "You are not from Nasik?" "No, I am from Nasik." "But you just said you are from Dalmia." "No, no, sir, you mistook." "What is that called in English?" I said, "What?" "Dilemma." "To usko kya bolna tha?" "Sir, I am in dilemma." "Lekin uska ho gaya Dalmia." तो करीब 5-10 मिनट तक हमारा कन्वर्सेशन चल रहा था, मैं भी डालमिया में चला गया कि कमबख्त वर्ड क्या है, डिलेमा है कि डालमिया। सो हियर इन व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट मिस्टेक्स, द क्वेश्चन व्हिच माइट कम अप, सिंस we are all trying to practice Krishna consciousness and some sort of spirituality. So the question might come up, are our mistakes Krishna's plan? Yadi sab kuch vidhata ne likha hua hai hamare liye, yadi sab kuch ek patta bhi nahi hilta Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki ichha se, aisa kehte hain, to phir kya meri galtiyan वो भी भगवान द्वारा नियोजित है क्या? Is it ordained? My mistakes are also ordained by him. So herein, in order to answer this question at the very outset, our mistakes, it's not Krishna's purpose, but our mistakes definitely are included in Krishna's plan. So there is a difference between Krishna's purpose and Krishna's plan. So yes, he knows that we human beings, especially human beings of Kaliyuga, we Kaliyugans, we are having the tendency to commit mistakes. So he's already taken into account, he has included that in his plan, but that's not his purpose. His purpose is not that we keep committing mistakes. So how does the equation work? Generally, we human beings, how do we plan our life? We plan our future seeing our present. Is it not? We see our present. क्या हमारा हाल है, कौन क्या हमारी औकात है, बहुत जरूरी हो जानना, क्या हमारी औकात है, क्या काबिलियत है, ये सब कुछ जो हमारा वर्तमान का, आवर प्रेजेंट, वी लुक एट दैट एंड देन वी प्लान फॉर आवर फ्यूचर. बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू कृष्णाज इक्वेशन, यू नो व्हाट्स हिज इक्वेशन, ही looks our future and then plans our present. In our case, we see our present and we plan our future. But Krishna sees our future and then he present. So herein, because we may not know our future, so therefore, whatever Krishna is planning now in our present is many times inconceivable. Bhagwan mere saath aisa kyon kar rahe hain, Bhagwan ye duniya aisi kyon banayi, etc etc etc. I'll tell you one incident. When I was posted in Delhi, and you know, we were into professional tennis tournaments, and you know, the tennis league of Air Force. So every day, I would go to the DLTA tennis courts in Delhi. Like here, you have MSLTA. So over there in Delhi, it's called DLTA, Delhi Lawn Tennis Association. Now at that point of time, we were looking for the national coach because we wanted to get into the national team. So the Air Force plays against Army and Navy, and then all the three, they have their star players and they get selected for the services team which plays the nationals. But in order to play for the nationals, you need a national coach for your team. So we were looking for this one national coach who was part of the DLTA, but we were not able to get hold of him. And I'm talking about the era, no cell phones, no emails, no internet. I'm talking about that era. Tab bhi log jiya karte the. Achhi se jiya karte the. So imagine there is no way we could contact this coach so easily. And, you know, the selection for the national team was just round the corner. And we were not able to get hold of this coach. So I was going for my regular practice to DLTA. And I was at a bus stop with my tennis kit and everything. And I saw there was a couple. And it's not that the couple looked like very poverty stricken, but the lady, she came up to me and she started begging. So she didn't look like a beggar, but she started begging. And she said, "Saab, hum Haryana se aaye, hamare sab jo bhi hamare paas paise the, jo bhi hamare paas kapde lagte the, sab chori ho gaya. Hamare paas kuch nahi hai. Aap hame kuch 50 rupaye de denge, hum phir se bus pakad kar hamare gaon jana chahte." Now, I don't know what took over me. I just felt that she's genuine. That she's not fake. She's not faking it. So whatever was there in my wallet, I emptied everything. You know, kabhi-kabhi, sometimes that kind of surge comes to do something, and I had somewhere around 3,000 rupees in my wallet. And I emptied everything. And she was totally gobsmacked. She was totally awestruck. Usne to khali 50 aur uski bhi usko ashanka nahi thi ki milega ki nahi milega. And here 3,000. And she gave all blessings and everything. And then I realized, so they left. Now I realized, mere paas bus ki ticket ke bhi paise nahi the. Pura batwa khali. So I started walking. From that bus stop, I started walking to DLTA courts. And it was quite a walk. So I said, "Theek hai, warm up ho jayega." So as I'm walking, I hear someone honking his car horn. And the car pulls up, pulls down the windows. And this guy, he's asking me, "You're going to DLTA?" Because he saw my tennis racket bag. So I said, yeah. Come, I'm also going over there. I'll drop you. So I sat in his car. And guess who he was? The same national coach whom we were looking for past 3 months. And we got talking. I told him everything. That I'm from the Air Force and we are trying to get hold of you for past 3 months. Really? And he said, "I'll be honored to become the coach of you soldiers." Immediately he agreed. And just a month before that, he became officially our coach. And then our team got selected into the services playing the nationals. How it all happened? I emptied my wallet. Imagine if you rewind it, and if I hadn't emptied my wallet, I would have some money, I would have taken the bus, I would have missed him. So herein, I could, when I recollect now this incident, that yes, there is someone who keeps looking at your future. And looking at your future starts planning your present. So yes, our mistakes is not the purpose of Krishna or the purpose of this world created by him. But yes, he includes in his plan. And herein, I came up with this topic when recently I was driving from Nasik to Shahpur. And I was using Google Maps. All of us, we know what this app is all about. We must have used this practically. Some of us, we may be using this every day. So we know about this app, Google Maps. Now, very interesting about this Google Map when I was using, that it never gives up on you. Even if you keep taking all wrong turns. Huh? We have experience. Immediately you start the directions and the Google Map starts guiding you. Okay, from here, take the left turn, take the right turn, there will be a roundabout, the second exit, and then like that, you know, keeps, you know, and you can see, it shows everything, how much will be the traffic, and how much time will it take, every single detail is mentioned. And then, still, many times, everything is so clearly explained, we take a wrong turn. Now, how many of you have experienced? You take a wrong turn, and what does the Google say? Kuch nahi hona hai tera. Arre, itna saaf saaf main bol rahi thi. Ya bol raha tha, jo bhi. Jyadatar bol rahi thi hota na. अरे इतनी बार बोला टेक राइट टेक राइट टेक राइट फिर भी नहीं लिया बैठा रहे अभी मेरा मुड़ गया ऐसा होता है इमीडिएटली व्हाट डज गूगल मैप्स दे डू दे रीकैलकुलेट इमीडिएटली दे रीकैलकुलेट एंड अगेन ओके सो नाउ दिस इज द फास्टेस्ट रूट ओके ठीक है समझ गया कि इसने रीकैलकुलेट किया उसमें आता भी है रीकैलकुलेटिंग योर रूट फिर से नाउ ओके दिस राइट टर्न फिर से अगर गलती कर दो फिर से वो राइट टर्न मिस हो जाए फिर भी चाहे कितनी बार एक बार दो बार दस बार सौ बार नो मैटर हाउ मेनी टाइम्स यू कीप कमिटिंग मिस्टेक्स यू कीप टेकिंग द रॉन्ग टर्न्स गूगल मैप्स नेवर गिव्स अप ऑन यू गूगल मैप्स If Google Map can never give up on you, what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Definitely he says, yes, even if you have committed a mistake, there is a U-turn. Aaj nahi to kal, kal nahi to parson, tumhe tumhari manzil tak bhagwan, लाकर रहेंगे गूगल मैप्स ऑल्सो येस इफ यू कीप कमिटिंग मिस्टेक्स देर विल बी द डीले इन योर रीचिंग येस दैट विल बी देयर इमीडिएटली एज सुन एज द रीकैलकुलेशन हैपन्स देर विल बी द डीले इन योर रीचिंग बट इट नेवर सेज दैट यू कैन नेवर रीच योर डेस्टिनेशन इट नेवर सेज दैट Can you imagine the kind of positivity Google Maps has? And the kind of confidence Google Maps has? Doesn't even know how much do we know driving? How much do we understand that app? How much are we understanding the language despite not knowing anything about us? Still, it keeps having hope that yes, okay, chalega, koi nahi. Next wala. वो अच्छी से ले लेना मतलब इतने प्रेम से तो नहीं बोलते लेकिन फाइनली कभी गाली नहीं देते कभी गाली नहीं So when I was using this Google Maps recently, so I thought that, you know, this could be a nice topic to speak on, you know, that if Google Maps can be so merciful and can be so accommodating, how much we should have faith in Krishna's mercy and His guidance and His directions in trying to make us reach our destination back home, back to Godhead. So herein, let's talk a little bit about mistakes. It is not a mistake to make a mistake, but it's a big mistake to keep repeating the same mistake again and again and again. Or, kai baar, jab hum wahi galti baar baar karte rehte hain, we become irritated by ourselves. Hum khud ke upar khundak khane lage, yaar, kal to yehi galti ki thi. Ya, ek ghante pehle yehi galti ki thi. Like that. So, repetition of that mistake is something which is very dangerous. Again, my friend Saudagar. So he was a person who was not having much hopes in his academics. So he once proposed prelims, hamare 10th ke prelims. So he proposed, dekh bhai, main to Bhagwan hawale, ab tere hawale, ye vatan saathiyon, us prakar se, us mood mein hoon main, 10th exam ke pehle. So he said, I have, you know, at least I can do some social service for all of you. So he said to all of us. To dekho aisa hai, kyunki baki bhi, wo sab thode borderline par the, pata nahi kya hoga, pass honge ki nahi honge, us saal ka hamara wo board bahut tough, suna tha ki bahut tough paper set hone wale hain. Har saal yehi bolte hain na. Mere zamane se chala aa raha hai. So the Saudagar, he had a plan. He said, see, sab logon ko generally chemistry ka paper, so chemistry ka paper mushkil ja aaya hai, to main ek plan leke aaya. Plan aisa hai ki main beech mein main natak karunga copy karne ka. To obviously jo examiner hai, invigilator hai, wo aayega, wo mujhe pakdega, उसका पूरा ध्यान मुझ पर होगा, उस समय तुम लोग खुल के जो करना है कर लेना. सो ही वॉज एक्टिंग लाइक अ डिकॉय, यू नो, डिस्ट्रैक्टिंग द इन्विजिलेटर. तो जैसे उसने पूरा प्लान हमको बताया, हम सब रेडी, और उसने बताया था कि कौन से एग्जाम शुरू होने के आधे घंटे बाद मैं ये करूंगा, ताकि पूरा ढाई घंटा मिले तुमको करने के लिए अच्छे से, क्योंकि फिर वो एक्शंस लेगा मेरे ऊपर. सो ही स्टार्टेड टू लाइक प्रिटेंड दैट ही इज कॉपिंग. लेफ्ट हैंड में कुछ देख देख के ऐसा लिख रहा है, कुछ भी नहीं था उसके लेफ्ट हैंड, देख देख के लिख रहा है, फिर छुपा रहा है ऐसे करके, फिर छुपा रहा. ऑब्वियसली इन्विजिलेटर ने देखा, आया और क्या है लेफ्ट हैंड में, क्या है? नहीं सर कुछ नहीं. नहीं दिखा क्या है, खोल उसको. नहीं सर ऐसे, वो मेरे हाथ की लकीरें हैं, वो देखकर मैं लिख रहा था. अच्छा इमेजिन करो, ये सब उन दोनों का वार्तालाप चल रहा है. व्हाट वी वर सपोज टू डू अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्लान, हम लोग क्या करने लगे, हम लोग पूरा सीन देखने लगे, अभी क्या होगा. और वो हमारे साथ, अरे बेवकूफो शुरू करो, तुम्हारे लिए तो मैं सब इतना जोखिम ले रहा हूं. एंड वी टोटली फॉरगॉट एंड वी आर एब्जॉर्ब्ड इन जस्ट वॉचिंग व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन, व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन टू हिम. सो दैट फेल्ड. देन बोर्ड एग्जाम्स केम. तो बोर्ड एग्जाम में तो उसका एक बहुत ही धांसू प्लान था. सो ही सेड, सी इफ यू एक्चुअली फॉलो दिस प्लान ऑफ माइंड, केमिस्ट्री पेपर कैंसिल होने के चांसेस है. रियली क्या है, जल्दी बता. सो ही सेड, सी एग्जाम स्टार्ट्स एट 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. ओके, एग्जैक्टली एट 11 a.m. आई विल कॉफ, मैं खांसूंगा. और तुम लोग सबको क्या करना है, तुम लोग सब अपना जो डेस्क है वो हिलाने लगो. बोले क्यों हिलाए, बोलो अर्थक्वेक 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 आया. तुम लोग हिलाओ, बोला अर्थक्वेक आया है. और ऐसे करके क्लास के बाहर चले जाओ. तो ये उसका प्लान था कि केमिस्ट्री के पेपर कैंसिल हो जाएगा. बाय द वे कोई आइडियाज नहीं दे रहा हूं मैं आप लोगों को. सो इमेजिन अभी हम लोग सब किसका वेट कर रहे हैं, 11 कब बजेंगे. 10 से 11 कोई कुछ नहीं लिख रहा है क्योंकि वैसे कैंसिल होने वाला है, 11 बजे अर्थक्वेक आने वाला है ना. है ना, तो वैसे ही तो फिर क्या लिखने की क्या जरूरत है. तो हम लोग सब वेट कर रहे हैं और इसको 10:30 बजे एक्चुअली खांसी आ गई. और ये ट्राई कर रहे हैं उसको रोकने का, बट इसको एक्चुअली खांसी आ गई. और खांसते खांसते बोला अभी नहीं अभी नहीं अभी नहीं. तो हम थोड़ा समझ गए कि शायद ये फॉल्स अलार्म था. अर्थक्वेक आधे घंटे बाद आने वाला है प्लान के अनुसार. सो फाइनली 11 बजे फिर जैसे प्लान था उसने खांसा. यहां पर हम लोग सब डेस्क हिला रहे हैं, सर अर्थक्वेक आया, सर अर्थक्वेक आया, अर्थक्वेक आया, अर्थक्वेक आया, सब भाग गए, भाग गए. वो जो हमारे सर थे केमिस्ट्री के, वो आए बाहर, बोले सब अंदर आओ. फिर सर अर्थक्वेक कभी भी पूरी बिल्डिंग गिर सकती सर, ऐसे कैसे, नहीं हम नहीं आएंगे. सब अंदर आओ, मैं बोल रहा हूं ना सब अंदर आओ, मैं भी तो खड़ा हूं. और अंदर आने के बाद में वो सर ने जो बात कही वो अभी हमें समझ में आ रही कि कितने बेवकूफ थे हम लोग. वो सर ने कहा, अरे बेवकूफों के मुगले आजम, एक्चुअली ये लाइन उसने यूज करी थी, बेवकूफों के मुगले आजम, कम से कम तुम में से किसी के अंदर तो अकलमंदी होनी चाहिए थी कि मेरा टेबल भी हिलाते कोई. तो किसी ने वो इंक्लूड नहीं किया, मतलब भूकंप वो सर को छोड़ के सबके लिए आया है. सो हियरिन व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ मिस्टेक्स एंड रेपिटेशन ऑफ मिस्टेक, अ मिस्टेक रिपीटेड सेवरल टाइम्स बिकम्स योर डिसीजन. तो क्योंकि ये इतनी बार ये कॉपी के प्लान बनाता था और हर टाइम इसके कॉपी के प्लान फेल होते थे, तो धीरे धीरे अब सबको समझ में आ गया, इनफैक्ट टीचर्स को समझ में आ गया कि ये इसका इसकी नियति कुछ और है, इस बंदे की नियति कुछ और है. लाइक वन टाइम वन बॉय ही वॉज कॉट कॉपिंग, पर्चे निकले है ना, क्या बोलते हैं फर्रे, तो पर्चा निकला, पकड़ा गया वो और वहीं पर उसको रस्टिकेट किया जा रहा है. तो ये अब धड़ल्ले से वो जिस टीचर ने पकड़ा उसको उसको कहता है, ये सर हक की बाजी है, ये हमारे हक की बाजी है, तुम जितनी कोशिश करो तुम कभी जीत नहीं पाओगे, ये हमारी हक की बाजी है, जितनी कोशिश करो कभी जीत नहीं पाओगे, हर जेब से पर्चा निकलेगा, कितने पर्चे फाड़ोगे. So Mark Twain, he said, about smoking. He said, giving up smoking is the easiest thing for me to do. Easiest thing. I have done it 100 times. Socho thoda iske bare mein. Giving up smoking is the easiest thing for me to do. I have done it over 100 times. Which means, when you commit a mistake repeatedly, the same, over and over and over again, then that is considered to be your decision. It is no more considered to be just a silly mistake. It is something very serious. Then, every mistake should have a shelf life. What does this mean? Every mistake should have a shelf life. Just like you have certain product, there is a manufacturing date and there is a expiry date. So that's called the shelf life of that product. Now we all, since our childhood, we must have committed so many different varieties of mistakes. Hai na? Bachpan ki jo galtiyan hoti hain, wo alag hoti hain. जब बचपन से युवावस्था में कोई आता है तो उसकी गलतियां अलग होती हैं। युवावस्था के पश्चात जब वो मध्यान अवस्था में आता है, मिडिल एज में आता है, वहां की गलतियां अलग, बुढ़ापे की गलतियां अलग। विच मीन्स नाउ इमेजिन इन्फेंट बेबी, इट इज सेड दैट व्हाट एवर एन इन्फेंट बेबी डज इज जस्टिफाइड. So, we all must have done this. Urinated in our own diapers. Kisi ne haath mein uthaya. Humne na aav dekha, na taav dekha, na jagah dekhi, na samay dekha, na vyakti ko dekha. Hum hamare swatantra malik bane. And we did it. Ab, aap log sab karte raho saaf. हमको जो करना था हमने कर दिया. बच्चा है, छोटा बच्चा है, कोई उसको कुछ बोलता नहीं, तो हो सकता है उसको एक गलती माना जाए, है ना. बट दैट एक्ट विच प्रैक्टिकली एवरी इन्फेंट बेबी कमिट्स, और दैट मिस्टेक विच प्रैक्टिकली एवरी इन्फेंट बेबी कमिट्स, हैज टू हैव अ शेल्फ लाइफ, राइट. इमेजिन दैट इन्फेंट बेबी हैज ग्रोन अप, बिकम सीईओ ऑफ अ कंपनी, और अपने ऑफिस में, ऑफिस चेयर के ऊपर, तो क्या उसकी सराहना की जाएगी? नहीं. क्योंकि क्या है, वो गलती जो है उसका शेल्फ लाइफ खत्म हो गया. ठीक है भाई, अब यदि तुझे गलती करनी है तो कुछ नई गलती कर जो तेरे उम्र के हिसाब से होगी. Like, of course, you know, mothers are always mothers, you know. They consider, even if the child has grown up, the child has been, is 40 years old or 45, 50 years old. In fact, even when they are infants, and as they are committing mistakes, and as they grow up, they are growing up mistakes. I have seen that fathers, you know, they are quite cut and dry. And to the point. लड़का फेल हुआ, पिताजी उसको दो तीन यहां वहां मारेंगे, और कान पकड़कर ये क्या किया, वो क्या किया, और रीजंस पूरे कि किस लिए फेल हुआ, किन किन कारणों की वजह से ये इस हालत में पहुंचा है. But when mother, how she deals, imagine the child has failed. And the neighboring auntie has come, you know, Sarla auntie, whoever is, you know, she comes. Aapka chintu fail ho gaya. Aapka chintu pehle se aisa hi tha. Nahin, nahin. Sarla bhabhi, aisa kaisa tha? Hamara chintu aisa nahi tha. Bachpan mein toh kitna, oh, but खिलौने की दुकान पर भी हम ले जाते थे तो वहां पर भी डॉक्टर और इंजीनियर का खिलौने का सेट खरीदता था वो बिल्कुल भी नहीं था। फिर एक दिन इसकी बुआ के बच्चे आए। अभी ब्लेम भी किसको कर रहे हैं, पति के साइड के फैमिली को। फिर एक दिन इसके बुआ के बच्चे आए और उन्होंने पता नहीं इसके कैडबरी में क्या मिलाकर इसको खिलाया कि तब से ये फेल होने लगा। ना इमेजिन करो, कैडबरी में कोई कुछ मिला सकता है? लॉजिक लगाओ। लेकिन उसमें कुछ मिलाकर इसको खिला दिया, तब से ये ऐसा हो गया। नहीं तो बहुत होशियार बच्चा है ये। सिमिलर थिंग हैपेंड विद ओसामा बिन लादेन। ओसामा बिन लादेन, वी ऑल नो हु ही वॉज। सो हिज फादर वॉज इंटरव्यूड कि क्या बोलना चाहेंगे आपके ओसामा बिन लादेन के बारे में। सो फादर, लाइक आई सेड, मुझे शर्म आती है, मुझे शर्म आती है इस मेरी औलाद के ऊपर। लानत है ये नामाकूल जिसने हमारे पूरे खानदान की इज्जत को मिट्टी पलीत कर दिया। फिर ओसामा बिन लादेन की मां उनको इंटरव्यूअर पूछता है, ये बचपन से ऐसा ही था? नहीं नहीं, ये मेरा उम्मी बिल्कुल ऐसा नहीं था। अच्छा, अरे शादी में जब पटाखे बजते तो डर के ये टेबल के नीचे छुप जाता था, ऐसा बिल्कुल भी नहीं था। फिर एक दिन इसके खाला के बेटे आए और उन्होंने जब इसकी सेवैया में जो मिला के इसको खिलाया और इसने जो बम बनाए कि पूरी अमेरिका को दिवाली खिलाई इसने। सो एवरी मिस्टेक हैज टू हैव अ शेल्फ लाइफ। देन वी ऑल आर वेल अवेयर ऑफ द गेम फुटबॉल। वेरी इंटरेस्टिंगली, वॉट एक्चुअली इफ यू सी दिस गेम फ्रॉम अ डिफरेंट एंगल, इट्स अ गेम ऑफ मिस्टेक्स। हुएवर मेक्स द फ्यूएस्ट मिस्टेक्स, जैसे गोल, एक दृष्टिकोण से अगर देखा जाए कि गोल कब होता है फुटबॉल में, जब गोलकीपर कुछ मिस्टेक कर दे, ठीक है, जो किक मार रहा है उसका भी टैलेंट है। लेकिन कई बार, मेनी टाइम्स इट इज सीन दैट इट इज समटाइम्स बिकॉज ऑफ द सिली मिस्टेक ऑफ द गोलकीपर। आई रिमेंबर, यू नो, देयर वाज वन एक्सटेंडेड फैमिली फ्रेंड ऑफ आर्स, हिज नेम वॉज मणिराम। ही वॉज कॉल्ड फ्रॉम द रिमोट विलेज ऑफ राजस्थान टू आर प्लेस। यू नो, ही वॉज अ कुक, सो ही वॉज कॉल्ड लाइक, यू नो, राजस्थानी महाराज, दे आर वेरी फेमस, नॉट लाइक इन इस्कॉन द महाराज विच वी कॉल, राजस्थानी महाराज जो खाना बनाते हैं वो लोग। सो ही वॉज कॉल्ड एंड ही हैड एब्सोल्यूटली नो आइडिया, ही नेवर वॉच्ड टीवी, ही डिडंट नो दैट, I'm telling you, this is a real story. He didn't know what TV looks like and, you know, how it functions. So first time, he's sitting on the floor and I'm watching Football World Cup. And he is with astonished eyes looking at the TV screen. And the first question he's asking, "Itne log iske andar kaise gaye?" And that was a shock to me. I got to know that this guy, he is for the first time seeing TV in his life. Itte log iske andar kaise gaye? And then I tried to explain to him ki kya hai, ye television hai. So after that, okay, theek hai, usko 10 minute mein kuch to samajh mein aaya ki kya hai. And then he wanted to know the game of football, ye kya ho raha hai. That was now another story to explain to him. So I tried to explain. And he watched for 15 minutes. And You know what his suggestion was? He gave a suggestion, a very valid suggestion by the way. He said, ये सब लोग एक बॉल के पीछे भाग रहे हैं, सबको एक एक क्यों नहीं दे देते? मैं भी सोचने लगा, पॉइंट है हाँ, बंदे में पॉइंट है जो भी बोला उसने। इतना यहां वहां भाग रहे हैं, इतना पसीना है, सबको एक एक बॉल दे दो, अपने अपने घर जाओ, खाओ पियो सो मौज मौज करो। इमेजिन आफ्टर दैट आई वॉज वॉचिंग विंबलडन टेनिस। नाउ दैट टेनिस वॉज समथिंग अगेन, कुछ पल्ले नहीं पड़ रहा था उसको। सो देन आई ट्राइड टू एक्सप्लेन, बिकॉज ही वॉज अ कुक, सो आई ट्राइड टू एक्सप्लेन इन हिज लैंग्वेज। मैंने बोला देख, ये दोनों जो खड़े हैं ना, एक इस छोर पे खड़ा है, एक इस छोर पे खड़ा है, दोनों के हाथ में क्या है? झारा है ना, झारा बोलते हैं, झारा तलने के लिए जो होते हैं, तो दोनों के हाथ में झारा है और वो लड्डू बना बना के एक दूसरे को दे रहा है। नो ही टुक इट सो सीरियसली एंड आफ्टर 5 मिनट्स ऑफ वॉचिंग दैट ही हैड अ किलर क्वेश्चन। ही सेड, साहब जी वो सब ठीक है, लड्डू फूट क्यों नहीं रहे? आई सेड, मेरे पास नहीं आंसर भाई इसका कुछ। सो यस, इफ यू सी इन एनी स्पोर्ट, आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस सो मच दैट समटाइम्स सिली मिस्टेक्स, लाइक इन टेनिस देर इज अ टर्म कॉल्ड अनफोर्स्ड एरर्स। मेनी टाइम्स the opponent wins over you, not because the opponent has some talent of playing, because you are committing unforced errors. He is not forcing you to commit it, but on your own, net pe ball maar diya, baseline ke bahar maar diya, mara hi nahi ball, yahan wahan chala gaya. These are called unforced errors. Similarly, in our life also, many times, we keep committing unforced errors. Why? Because the world is designed in such a way. And yes, one of the shortcomings which we human beings, the living entity has, is the tendency to commit mistakes. Most mistakes occur when we delay saying no. And therefore, mistakes are directly proportional to their timings. We must have experienced how many times, oh, at that time, if I would have answered that question, or if I would have, you know, did that or met that person or not proposed to that person, aaj ye din dekhna nahi padta. So there was this boy, and this boy, he was after this girl, and he, with all of his sincerity, with all of his dedication, he simply just wanted her as his life partner. So everything about this boy was okay. And the girl was about to agree to his proposal. She said, if you can crack IIT, if you can only crack IIT, then hum aapke hain, kaun? But poor, he couldn't crack the IIT. So then, you know, she married someone who cracked the IIT, graduated, and you know, he had a job in US and all of that. So, ab uske shaadi ka date fix ho gaya, card chhap gaye, is bichare ko bhi card mila, aaya shaadi mein. Kaafi himmat wala tha. पॉजिटिव एटीट्यूड बहुत था, आया शादी में आया। तो लड़की के पिताजी ने पूछा, भाई तुम्हारा परिचय क्या है, अभी क्या बताया? पिताजी को कुछ पता नहीं था कि क्या क्या हुआ है। तो इसने, ये एक्चुअली क्रिकेट प्लेयर था, तो इसने क्रिकेट की लैंग्वेज में लड़की के पिताजी को, लड़की की शादी है उस दिन, लड़की के पिताजी को क्रिकेट के लैंग्वेज में बोलता है, सर मैं सेमीफाइनल में हारा हुआ। सेमीफाइनल में हारा हुआ, फाइनल मैच देखने आया हूं। सो मेनी टाइम्स टाइमिंग मैटर्स अ लॉट व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ व्हाट मिस्टेक्स, डिले इन सेइंग नो and delay in saying yes, and therefore it's directly proportional to the time. I found a very interesting picture and a quote. It is so easy to look cool when you have done nothing. So yes, somebody who says that I have never missed the bullseye in shooting, there is the bullseye. I have never missed a bullseye because I have never taken the gun in my hand. I have never taken a shot. And therefore, you can never say that I missed the bullseye. So yes, might look cool, just like this pencil might look cool. Like again our Saudagar. He didn't come one day, didn't come to school. So the chemistry teacher caught him, asked, why didn't you come yesterday? तो ये बंदा बोलता है, सर कल बहुत थक गया था. अच्छा, क्या किया भाई, इतना थक गया तू स्कूल नहीं आया? सर होल डे आई वॉज कन्वर्टिंग ऑक्सीजन इन टू कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड. क्या कर रहा था? कन्वर्टिंग ऑक्सीजन इंटू CO2. बहुत मेहनत का काम है. सो वी कैन से दैट लाइक दैट पेंसिल विच हैज बीन ओवरली यूज्ड, इट माइट हैव गॉन ब्लंट, बट येस that pencil with lot of pride can say that I might have committed mistakes, but just like when a pencil commits mistakes, it can be erased and it can be rewritten. So yes, I might be broken, but I am not useless. So my dear friends, in our life also we can say this, that we might be committing mistakes after mistakes. Yes, we have a right to commit mistake, but never become a mistake. There is a difference between committing a mistake and becoming a mistake. When Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, he was forming the Indian National Army, so he was recruiting all the young blood of India in the INA. And yes, everyone was so much surcharged with energy, with the patriotism and that search to dedicate their lives for Netaji. And at that time, there was one man who was crippled. He couldn't even stand on his two feet. In his crippled condition, he crawled to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and he said, even I want to join the Indian National Army. Everyone was looking at him, especially Netaji Bose, he was looking at him. And obviously he asked this question that, you can't even stand on your two feet. What kind of training will you receive? What kind of, war will you be able to fight? What will be your contribution? He asked him. And this crippled man, I consider him as one of the very courageous and heart-touching patriots of our country. Nobody knows practically his name, but we were told when we were in our training, we were told this story. So this crippled gentleman, he told to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, "You want to know my contribution? Yes, I'm so crippled that I can't lift a gun or a rifle or a sword to attack the enemy. But I can do one thing. I can come in front of the enemy and I can make one bullet less of the enemy." शत्रु के आगे मेरे अंदर काबिलियत नहीं है, मेरे अंग सक्षम नहीं है बंदूक हाथ में लेकर किसी को गोली मारने के, परंतु हां मैं शत्रु की एक गोली कम कर सकता हूं. दैट इज माय कंट्रीब्यूशन. सो यस, इवन इफ वी माइट बी दैट ब्लंट पेंसिल, but know for sure, even if we have committed mistakes, but we are at least contributing to something by learning through that mistake, and yes, becoming more stronger and seasoned. So herein comes another very important question. Does a mistake made by others also include in Krishna's plan for me? How many times we experience, meri koi galti nahi thi. You are sitting in a car, someone else is driving, wo so gaya, drive karte karte, wo dulki mar gaya, drive karte karte, aur usko kuch nahi hota hai. Jo piche baitha hua, usko, uski jaan chali jati hai, ya wo hospitalized ho jata hai. गलती किसी और की, तो क्या किसी और की गलती, क्या वो भी भगवान का प्लान है मेरे लिए कुछ? नाउ हियर इन कम्स द कर्म प्रिंसिपल. वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट. यस ऑफ कोर्स, मेनी टाइम्स देयर विल बी पीपल कमिंग इन आवर लाइफ एंड दोज पीपल विल कम टू कमिट मिस्टेक इन ऑर्डर टू गिव अस समथिंग which later on we'll realize, oh, if this guy wouldn't have committed that mistake with me included in his life, I wouldn't have reached to this particular level of my life. In America, one Indian boy, naam bhi ekdam uska Indianized naam, Sushil Gupta. नाम सुशील, बंदा भी सुशील. ही बिकेम फ्रेंड्स विथ वन अमेरिकन हुज नेम इज हेनरी एंड बोथ ऑफ देम दे आर हैविंग अ कन्वर्सेशन इन अ बार. सो दिस सुशील गुप्ता इज टोटली डिप्रेस्ड, डिजेक्टेड एंड हेनरी कम्स अप टू हिम एंड आस्क्स, हे Sushi, what happened? You know, why this long face? Why this dejected face? What happened? And he's telling to this American friend, he said, what should I tell you? My parents back in India, they want me to marry this village girl. And I don't want to. I'm pursuing my career here in America. And they want me to marry because she is of the same caste. And you know that typical story. And if I don't agree, then all my education fees, everything will be cut. I feel I'm screwed up. My life is screwed up. Henry, he took his second peg and he said, you think this story of yours is called screwed up story? Listen to my story. You have courage to listen to my story, Sushil Gupta? Okay. You start your story. So Henry starts his story. He said, I fell in love with a widow who was already having a daughter from her previous marriage. I wanted to marry somehow, despite she is a widow having, you know, a daughter. So this widow's name is Rosie. Daughter's name is Tracy. I still wanted to marry and take responsibility of both of them. But then, as we were courting together, and we decided, I didn't know, my dad fell in love with Tracy. Sushil Gupta. Uska nasha utra. He said, then what? This is the beginning of the story, by the way. You cannot have a more complex mathematical problem than this, what is about to happen. So Henry marries Rosie. Henry's dad marries Rosie's daughter. Now technically, if Henry is marrying Rosie, then Tracy becomes the stepdaughter of Henry. But now, the stepdaughter has married Henry's dad. So Henry's dad technically becomes Henry's son-in-law. Are you following? Henry's dad now officially becomes Henry's son-in-law. Now, because Henry's dad has become son-in-law, and he's still the dad also, and he has married Henry's stepdaughter, so Tracy becomes the stepmom also of Henry. So now Henry, he has his dad as son-in-law, and dad's now newly wedded wife, this Tracy, becomes his stepmom, which is supposed to be his stepdaughter. Now, because Rosie is the mother of Tracy, and Rosie becomes the grandmom of Henry. This was not enough. When Henry had a son, so the son becomes the stepbrother of Tracy. And this Henry's son becomes the sala of Henry's dad. Confusing, hai na? Enough? And the last nail on the coffin was, when Henry's dad, who married Tracy, they begot a son. So now, because Tracy also happens to be the stepdaughter of Henry, so the, you know, son of Tracy becomes the grandson of Henry. So Henry becomes the grandfather of his dad's son. When Sushil Gupta heard that, he said, Dandvat Pranam. And Henry said, this is called screwed up. This is called unalloyed screwed up. Ab bolo kya bologe? तो वो है ना, एक आदमी ने बागीचे में, किसी और के बागीचे में आम, पका हुआ आम देखा, मन ललचाया उसका उस आम को खाने के लिए, आंखों ने उस आम को देखा, पैर चलकर गए, जिन आंखों ने देखा था वो आंखें गई नहीं चलकर, गए पैर चलकर गए, और फिर उस आम को तोड़ा किसने? हाथों ने तोड़ा. तो जिसने देखा था वो गए नहीं, जो गए उन्हें तोड़ा नहीं, जिसने तोड़ा उसने खाया नहीं, क्योंकि खाया जीभ ने, और जिसने खाया जीभ ने चखा उसने अपने अपने पास रखा नहीं, उसने नीचे ट्रांसफर कर दिया. अब ये सब जो हो रहा था इसमें माली ने देख लिया, इस चोर को आम चुराते हुए वो लाया लाठी और पीठ पर मारता है। अब बेचारे पीठ का कोई लेना देना नहीं, न तो पीठ ने देखा था, न पीठ वहां पर चल कर गई, न पीठ ने वो आम तोड़ा था, न पीठ ने वो आम चखा था। लाठी किसको पड़ी? पीठ को। लेकिन जब पीठ पर लाठी पड़ी तो आंसू निकले आंख से, क्योंकि देखा आंख नहीं था। तो घुमा फिरा के चाहे जो भी हमारी जिंदगी में आए वो भी भगवान का प्लान है, हमें कुछ न कुछ सिखाने के लिए। देयरफोर व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ मिस्टेक्स, द फर्स्ट थिंग इज एडमिट इट। द फर्स्ट मिस्टेक वी डू आफ्टर कमिटिंग अ मिस्टेक, वी नेवर एडमिट दैट इज अ बिगर मिस्टेक देन द ओरिजिनल मिस्टेक, नेवर एडमिटिंग। अरे यहां लोग अपनी गलती नहीं मानते, किसी और को अपना कैसे मानेंगे? देन लर्न फ्रॉम इट। एक्सेप्टिंग आवर मिस्टेक्स मीन्स एक्सेप्टिंग आवर सेल्स विथ आवर मिस्टेक्स। यस, वी एंड देर इज अ मिस्टेक विच वी कमिट, देर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन द टू। मेनी टाइम्स लाइक आई सेड, we are allowed to commit mistakes but don't become a mistake, and yes, finally never repeat. galtiyan bhale hi hazar karo, galtiyan bhale hi hazar karo, par ek baat ka khyal rakho ki jo bhi galti karo wo galti nayi galti honi chahiye, पुरानी गलती नहीं। अलाउड है गलती करना बट नई गलती होनी चाहिए। सो द थ्री रिस्पॉन्सेस ऑफ कमिटिंग मिस्टेक्स, अ पर्सन इन सत्वगुण लर्न्स अ लेसन, इन रजोगुण ब्लेम्स अदर्स, एंड इन तमोगुण गोज इन टू डिप्रेशन। तो ऐसे ही दो की शादी होने वाली थी, लड़की का पिता आर्मी का रिटायर्ड ऑफिसर, ब्रिगेडियर, रिटायर्ड ब्रिगेडियर आर्मी का, टफ बंदा एकदम। तो अब लड़की अपने बॉयफ्रेंड को लाती है, इंट्रोड्यूस कराती है और बोलती है कि हम शादी करना चाहते हैं। तो लड़की को तो साइड में बिठा दिया, अब ब्रिगेडियर साहब इंटरव्यू ले रहे हैं लड़के का, पूछते हैं तू मेरी बेटी से शादी करना चाहता है? अच्छा, कमाता कितना है? कमाता कितना है? तो वो कहता है 30,000 रुपए। तो ब्रिगेडियर साहब बोलते हैं 30,000 रुपए, तुझे पता है मैं मेरी बेटी को पॉकेट मनी हर महीने का कितना देता हूं? 25,000 देता हूं, पॉकेट मनी, सिर्फ पॉकेट मनी 25,000 मेरी बेटी को देता हूं मैं। लड़का बोलता है सर वो पकड़ के ही बोल रहा हूं। तो सैलरी कितनी हो गई उसकी? वेरी इंटेलिजेंट। So one who is in sattvaguna will learn from the mistake, but one who is in rajoguna will blame. अब जैसे देखो क्या होता है कि बहुत बार, you know what this word serendipity means? Serendipity means when someone is intending to do something else and by mistake there is a discovery which comes out of it. It's a different subject, but yes, you know, serendipity is something that an invention comes out of a mistake. Like, you have these radio channels, you know. Radio FM 98 point this, 93 point this, 94 point this. And, you know, it goes on for 24 hours and one program after another program and one radio jockey after another radio jockey. So there was this program going on, one radio channel and the radio jockey. तो आज के इस कार्यक्रम में हम देख रहे हैं कि 1,00,000 से ज्यादा दर्शक वो हुक्ड अप हैं, सुनने के लिए बेताब हैं. और हमारा पहला कॉलर वो कुछ बोलना चाहते हैं, कुछ फरमाइश करना चाहते हैं. बोलिए बोलिए, आपका नाम बताइए. तो ये अपना नाम बताता है. मेरा नाम बंटी, मेरठ से मैं बंटी बोल रहा हूं. बोलिए बंटी, बोलिए, तुम्हारी आवाज साफ साफ सुनाई दे रही है. तो बंटी बोलता है, क्या मेरी आवाज सारे 1,00,000 जो दर्शक सुन रहे हैं सबको सुनाई दे रही मेरी आवाज? हां बंटी, बोलो, तुम्हारा फरमाइशी गीत बोलो, तुम्हारी आवाज सुनाई दे रही है. बोली, तो पिंकी भी वो सुन रही होगी मेरी आवाज? तो रेडियो जॉकी बोलता है, पिंकी कौन है? पिंकी है कोई? पिंकी सुन रही है? पिंकी कौन है? पिंकी. तो पिंकी बोलती, हां हां हां, मुझे भी सुनाई दे रहा है. तो बंटी बोलता है, पिंकी मोटर ऑन करना, मैं टॉयलेट में हूं, पानी खत्म हो गया. So herein, what's happening is, they're trying to use a mistake and making it into serendipity. But when one is in the mode of passion, so in the mode of passion what happens is that the blame game starts, the blame game. And if somebody says, oh, it is my conditioning. You know, many times, main to aisa hi hu. Like, you know, I was in Jaipur last year, and there was a pickup truck in front of our car, and that pickup truck was, you know, going in such a way that not allowing anyone to pass by. It was going so slow. And it had a valid point because there was like, you know, they have these bumper stickers behind the vehicles. So there was a sticker behind this pickup truck. You know what it said? Main to aise hi chalungi. No, imagine. Main to aise hi chalungi. Kar lo jo karna hai tumko. You find, you know, behind trucks and these pickup trucks, practically so much philosophy is given to others, you know, who are driving, dusron ke liye. बुरी नजर वाले, हाँ, तेरा पूरा जीवन काला हो जाएगा. सो इफ somebody says दैट इट्स जस्ट my कंडीशनिंग, आई एम लाइक दिस, मैं तो ऐसे ही चलूंगी, मैं तो ऐसे ही चलूंगा. सो इट्स लाइक, यू नो, इमेजिन अ प्लेन क्रैशेज एंड द इन्वेस्टिगेशन स्टार्ट्स. So when the investigation starts, the pilot is asked that what caused this plane crash? And if the pilot says, gravity. Yeah, it could be one of the reasons, definitely it's because of the gravity, but you cannot give that as a justification for the plane to crash. That the plane crashed because of gravity. So therefore, when it comes to the responses should be from the mode of ignorance to passion to the mode of goodness, wherein, yes, even a person in the mode of goodness might be committing mistakes, but what is the outcome of that? Learning a lesson. And therefore, when we make this turn into an acronym, what it means, T stands for tendency to commit mistakes, U, understand the consequences, R, repent to change, N, never repeat. Chehre saaf karte hain log, sajne सवरने के लिए, चेहरे साफ करते हैं लोग सजने सवरने के लिए। मैं गलतियां रोज करता हूं अपने आप को सुधरने के लिए। सो यस, वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट, लाइक वी सेड दैट इट इज इंक्लूडेड आवर मिस्टेक्स, कृष्णा हैज इंक्लूडेड। देयरफॉर इन द भगवद गीता कृष्णा सेज, इफ यू कांट डू दिस डू दिस, इफ यू कांट डू दिस, बिकॉज इट इज नेवर, यू विल फाइंड दैट इन आवर वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर, इट इज नेवर दिस एंड दैट, इट इज ऑलवेज यस यू कैन डू दिस ऑल्सो, ओ सॉरी दिस और दैट, इट इज ऑलवेज दिस एंड दैट। इफ यू कैन कैनॉट डू दिस देन दिस यू कैन डू, इफ यू कैनॉट इवन डू दैट एटलीस्ट डू दिस। अगर तुम पूर्ण शरणागत नहीं हो सकते तो कम से कम तुम भगवान का नाम लो। भगवान का नाम भी नहीं ले सकते, भगवान का स्मरण करो, भगवान का स्मरण भी नहीं कर सकते, आके कम से कम माथा टेक दो भगवान के सामने, अरे वो भी नहीं कर सकते, अरे कम से कम आओ भगवान का प्रसाद खाओ, उतना तो कर सकते हैं। सो विच मीन्स ही इज ऑलवेज ओपनिंग अप, जस्ट लाइक राइट नाउ इट हैज ओपन्ड। जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय। सो जस्ट बिकॉज वी आर डिवोटीज डजंट परमिट अस टू कमिट मिस्टेक्स repeatedly, and just because we have committed mistakes doesn't mean Krishna will forget our devotion. So herein we would like to say, जैसे हमने कहा गलतियां भले हजार करो, तो गलतियां भले ही हजार करो पर किसी का गलत मत करना। ये दोनों में अंतर है। जब कोई किसी का गलत करने जाता है तो वो उसकी गलती नहीं, वो उसका अपराध है, उसकी नियत बिगड़ रही है। सो हियरिन वी फाइंड दैट यू नो लाइक इन द रामायण, इन द रामायण देयर इज द एपिसोड ऑफ मदर सीता's किडनैपिंग बाय रावण। सो वी नो द स्टोरी, सीता शी वांटेड दैट गोल्डन डियर। नाउ लक्ष्मण He is telling to Sita that this golden deer cannot exist. It's fake. And Lord Ram knows that yes, this golden deer cannot exist. But Lord Ram tells to Lakshman, see, Sita first time she has asked for something. So, we should value her desire that she has asked for something. Let's try to fulfill her desire. So, herein, Sita is committing a mistake. Lakshman knows that and Ram also knows that, but Ram is telling to Lakshman, overlook that, because she has committed so much to us, she has served so much, she has sacrificed so much, so just one desire. So Ram goes to fetch, and then what happens is herein Ravan comes, and that Lakshman Rekha whole episode. So Lakshman is not supposed to leave. Sita says something and Lakshman has to leave. Lakshman also committed that mistake. He was not supposed to leave, but he left. So herein, if you see, Sita committed that mistake, Lakshman committed that mistake. Ram realized, oh my God, he's Marisha, demon, he's, you know, impersonating me, my voice, and calling in my voice, Sita, Lakshman, all of that. So herein we see that apparently there is three mistakes being committed, but in the whole of Ramayana, none of them, they bring that up. So you know how they deal with that? One is, I am right, and the other person says, no, I am right. So here is, I am right, you are right, that is not very important. What is right? That is the most important. So yes, in relationships also, you might find yourself, you committing a mistake, or the person whom you are related to committing a mistake. So it's not about I am right or you are right, it's about what is right. So when Sita was kidnapped, that time Ram and Lakshman, they didn't just start fighting. Lakshman didn't tell to Ram, Bola tha na maine? You know, these words are the most gratifying words for the false ego to tell to someone. मैंने बोला था. False ego के लिए कितना gratifying है ये. But Lakshman never brought this up. And after, you know, when Ravan was killed and Sita was brought back, Lakshman never told to Sita. देख लिया ना. Never ever. सबक सीख लिया. No. Because what they focused was not I am right or you are right. What is right? So herein, when we see that we have a tendency to commit mistakes, but along with that, we are living in a world which is so complicated, which is so confusing, that everywhere we see that there is a situation created for us to commit a mistake. Even though we don't want to commit a mistake, even though we don't want to trip and fall, but somehow the world is designed in such a way that we, despite not wanting to commit a mistake or become a mistake, we keep doing it. As if it's like in an auto mode, it keeps happening again and again and again. Teri zubaan pe hai zikr sitaron ka, tere labon pe hai naam baharon ka, par tere daman mein kaante hain gulab nahi. दुनिया ओ दुनिया, ये दुनिया इस प्रकार की बनी है. जुबां पे क्या है? जिक्र सितारों का. और लबों पे है नाम बहारों का. पर दामन खोलकर देखो तो कांटे हैं गुलाब नहीं. सो देयरफॉर व्हेन वी हैव टू डील विद अ वर्ल्ड लाइक दैट, so how do we deal with a world like that? So life, I compare it with a car journey. So you have speed breakers and you have the internal brakes. So speed breaker, they are like the outside lifestyle, and internal brakes is like the self-control. So when we have to deal with the road in front of us, yes, your car might be the most sophisticated car. It might have the speedometer showing 240 kilometers it can go. But then, when there are speed breakers, wherein you are supposed to restrict your driving, you have to use your internal brakes. So there is the outside lifestyle, which is being designed, given by the Supreme Lord for us, by which, just like the four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna. And then there is the inner feeling and the self-control which we have to cultivate, by which we can rectify that mistake and come on the real path. So, towards the end, in conclusion, what we have to do? The triple S formula. Small, simple steps. The beginning of taking the U-turn is realizing that the road on which we are going is not going in the right direction. Realizing that, and then slowly taking the smallest steps possible. Because many times what happens is that we think, oh my God, taking the entire U-turn, it appears to be scary. Because what happens, you come to Krishna consciousness and then you see hardly there is anyone on this road of Krishna consciousness, and you want to take a U-turn from Krishna consciousness. Because you see on the other lane, so many, they are passing by. Your old friends, your previous, you know, people you used to hang out with, they are all passing by on the other lane. Or wo tumko dekhkar, kya kar raha hai tu? Saturday udhar, mandir mein jata hai. अरे सैटरडे मराठा मंदिर में जाना चाहिए. And then you are driving alone and you see everyone is going to Maratha Mandir. So therefore we have to take small, simple steps. Kai baar hota hai, humko lagta hai ki are, ek mala se kya farak padne wala hai. Ya ek baar prerna attend karne se kya farak padne wala hai. Ya ek baar prasad khane se kya farak padne wala hai. Padta hai. Ek aur ek. इन दोनों को बगल में रख दो ना तो 11 बन सकते हैं. एक और एक को बगल में रख दो तो 11 बन सकते हैं. हां माना कि एक से फर्क नहीं पड़ता, परंतु एक एक से बहुत फर्क पड़ता है, और एक के बीच में फर्क केवल एक का है, इसलिए बहुत फर्क पड़ता है. सो कृष्णास प्लान is to arrange a purposeful life for us. And Krishna's purpose is to make his plan successful. Because he wants us to take that U-turn. And therefore, we have made God into an acronym which refers to, the G stands for he gives us independence. Yes, because of that misuse of independence, we commit mistakes. But after that, he offers counsel and delivers consequences. In fact, we recently celebrated Vijayadashmi. So when Ravan, that final battle between Ravan and Ram was happening, Lord Ram was cutting off the heads of Ravan, and every head which was popping out, Ram was expecting that at least this new head of Ravan will take a U-turn. At least this new head of Ravan. So Ravan had 10 heads but 0 brains. And when Ram was coronating Vibhishan as the king of Lanka, this was before the killing of Ravan, that time everyone, including Lakshman, they were asking Lord Ram that you are already making Vibhishan as Lankapati. What if Ravan comes and begs forgiveness? He has done so much harm to you. But if now Ravan comes and begs forgiveness, what will you do to Ravan? What will you give to Ravan? Ram says, I will give him the Ayodhya Raj. And what about Bharat? What about Bharat? What will happen to Bharat? Lord Ram said, I'll give him Vaikuntha. My Vaikuntha I'll give to Bharat. And then when Ram was asked, what about you? Ram said, I'll become the doorkeeper for Bharat. So to that extent, the Supreme Lord is going to get us back. So Krishna's love does two things. It guards us and it guides us. Just like when someone is very infant, then the parents, they physically guard, that they take care of the physical aspect of the baby. But when the baby grows up, the responsibility of the parents is to guide the baby, guide the child, guide the son who has now become an adult if he is not on the right path. Similarly, what Krishna did in the Mahabharata, what Krishna did through the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna became the guard of Arjun, and Krishna also became the guide of Arjun. When Krishna went as Shantidut, here is another example how Krishna, he is so much wanting us and allowing us to take U-turns. When Krishna went as Shantidut, Vidur, he cautioned Krishna and he asked Krishna that I am telling you Duryodhan, jaise hota na kutte ki poonch, wo nahi sudharne wala. He is not going to change. You have come with a peace proposal. I am telling you Duryodhan is not that type at all. I know him in and out. Krishna said, I also know. Vidur asked, then why have you come with this peace proposal in front of Duryodhan? Krishna said, Duryodhan might be whatever he is, but I, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I should give Duryodhan a chance to take U-turn. That was what Krishna was hinting at. That nobody should say that Krishna didn't allow Duryodhan to take a U-turn. So herein, if Krishna is on our side, if someone like Duryodhan, if someone like Ravana, if Ram and Krishna, they both are having such hopes in such demonic people that they both are expecting that yes, at least at this point of time, they will realize and take a U-turn. Then what to speak of? We, who might be at least sincerely wanting to rectify our screwed up life. Remember? If we are sincerely wanting to rectify our screwed up life, even if after coming to Krishna consciousness, we might be committing mistakes because of our being incompetent, because of our conditioning, because of our discrepancies, because of our being incomplete, because of our being conditioned souls. Therefore, towards the end, I would say to all of you who have come for this Prerna program tonight, manzil to hum paakar rahenge, manzil to hum paakar rahenge, bhale hi ladkhada kar sahi, par kayar to wo hain, जो घर से निकले ही नहीं. थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच. हरे कृष्णा.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for such a wonderful, enlightening class to all of us. If you all enjoyed the class, please chant 3 times, Hari Bol. Thank you very much. We have a few announcements before we start the Kirtan. Before that, again, I want to remind tomorrow morning again, Srimad Bhagavatam class, morning 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Sharad Purnima, will be given by His Grace Shastakam Prabhu. You are also invited for that. We have, want to welcome all those who came for the very first time today. Aap mein se pehli baar jo aaj aaye hai Prerna Festival mein, krupa karke apne jagah pe khade ho jaiye. All those who came for very first time today, kindly stand up. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. We are extremely grateful for all of you for coming today for this Prerna Festival and hope you enjoy the festival. This is a monthly event here. This is a monthly event here. Every month we have a Prerna Festival almost. So, thank you for coming and let us welcome all of them in a traditional style by 3 times loudly chanting, Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Please take your seats. Today's Prerna services, today Prerna Festival was coordinated by following preachers and their youth members. We want to thank the group of Avatar Leela Prabhu, Arvind Madhav Prabhu and Rudranath Prabhu for coordinating today's services and making this Prerna Festival a grand success. Thanks to them also. Last but not the least, we have a very, very important announcement which we made last Prerna as well. This is about the upcoming IYS Yatra. If you all know, every year we go for Yatra. We take all the young people and go for a retreat, a picnic with very senior devotees to a holy place, and then we have nice katha, nice games and inspire each other. So this time, the next year, our IYS Yatra 2020 will be to Nathdwara, and the dates are 20 February to 23rd February, Thursday to Sunday. Some brief understanding of the yatra, what is yatra will contain. We will visit Nathdwara primarily, places near Nathdwara, but we'll also go to Udaipur, which is also called a city of lakes. We'll be having a grand Harinam on the banks of a beautiful lake in the evening, so that's another thing. We'll also visit Kankroli, a beautiful deity of Lord Krishna, worshipped by Ambarish Maharaj. So this is Nathdwara, Udaipur. Then we also will go to Haldi Ghati. That is the famous place of Rana Pratap and the famous Chetak, right? It's the Haldi Ghati Museum, beautiful constructed museum here. Yes, go on. We'll also go to Kankroli. You mentioned about this Kankroli. A beautiful lake is there. We'll also go to Chittorgarh. Chittorgarh is a famous place of Mirabai and also the famous saga and sacrifice of Queen Padmini. So we'll be visiting all these temples and all these places, have nice kathas. And this is the charges for students, 2,500 for students. There's subsidy available, 3,500 for working boys, go on. And the most important thing is, we need to book tickets on time because there's only one train which goes to Udaipur from here and the booking will start on 22nd of October. So if you don't book a ticket, even if you want to come, you can't come. You can come on plane, but that's all. So anyways, thank you for attending this Prerana festival. More details are available downstairs in the registration table. You can go and visit the table there and this way you can get more information. Anything else? Hare Krishna. So now all of you can kindly get up and we will have a grand kirtan. Hare Krishna.